So why do we meditate? Do we meditate to control our environment? Or do we meditate to control our heart, independent of the environment? All our life we are running away from the bad things and running after the good things. And there is no stopping. And when we start meditation, we should concentrate on our heart, to control the heart, not reacting towards the environment. I mean, we are just like this, yeah? I mean, how often do I have to say this, yeah? We are just like this German Dachshund, yeah? I mean, you bind a sausage in front of him, yeah? And tin cans, yeah? And he's running away from the noise and running after the good things. That's us. Huh? We're running away from the noise, yeah? And running away towards the calm. That is not meditation. Meditation is staying in the present moment, yeah? And controlling our heart to be able not to react to the outside environment. A good meditation practitioner can stay in the middle of a crossroad and get really absorbed. Doesn't matter to him what kind of noise is outside. Huh? But what do we do? Huh? Running away from the noise and looking for some calm. The calm arises in our heart, not outside. This is something that we have to learn. We cannot control the environment we are in. Huh? If we are at the airport where it is very noisy, we can get completely calm and completely absorbed and not knowing what is going on. That is the purpose of meditation. The purpose of meditation is not to run away and looking for some calm because you can't find it. What did the Lord Buddha say when he was scolded, you know, when the lay people said, you know, oh, look at this camel hair and whatever, what was it, you know, I mean, he was smeared, you know, by the lay people. And then the Venerable Ananda asked him, oh, let's go to another city. And then the Lord Buddha asked Ananda, you know, when we go to another city and they call us names, you know, shall we go, yeah, what do we do then? Oh, then go to another city. And go to another city. In the end, you know, the Lord Buddha asked, where are you going to run to? Eh? We cannot run away from our karma. We cannot run away from our environment. But we can learn to control the heart so that it's not perturbed by the environment. That is the key of meditation. So that wherever we are, you know, we can stay quiet. And find the calmness, and find the peacefulness, and the happiness in our heart. Independent of what I mean, how are you going to deal with death, you know, when death is coming? You're completely perturbed, yeah? I mean, you run around, you know, oh, I want to run away from the pain. Huh? And then you run straight into the arms of hell. When we are unperturbed, yeah, by all the other things that happen, yeah, no matter if it has happened to the body, if it has happened to our environment, then we can decide which way to take. And that is the mastery of meditation. And that's what we have to learn. Understand that? Yeah? Meditation is not there to change the environment, it is change our heart that reacts to the environment. Yeah? And if the heart doesn't react to the environment, it doesn't really care what the environment is like. We always want to change our karma. If we can't change our karma, yeah? If it rains, then it rains. If we can't change it, yeah? If it is sun, you know it's sun. We can't change that. If it is cloudy, it's cloudy. We can't change that. Yeah? If it is like, you know, people, you know, we can change. The dislike and the likes, you know, arises in our heart, and this is what we can change through meditation, through investigation, through the practice of the heart, to see what we like and what we dislike, you know, and see the roots of it. And it is all connected to the body. It's all connected to the senses. Eh? Not only the body itself, the bodily form, the flesh and the meat and the bones, but also to the six senses that come with the body. And there our hate, goes wide. And it constantly lashes out on us. The hate or the greed. I need this, I need this, I need this. Ah, I hate this, I dislike this, I dislike this. Yeah? All our life, yeah? When are we going to change that? Yeah? When? Now, right now is the right time to change it. Yeah? And to see that everything has a beauty. Huh? Our heart can be so beautiful. But we don't allow it to be beautiful. What did I say a few days ago? The gold that is inside our heart and shines out. Yeah. I mean, we have to uncover it from all the dirt and the shit that we have topped on to it. We have buried it very, very, very deep. Yeah. In shit and dirt and whatever, yeah? And all this rubbish and rubble, and these big stones, they are not only big stones, they are boulders, yeah? We put on to our heart and that's what weighs us down. Now through meditation, first to get in calm and then through investigation, we need to remove all this rubble, all these boulders, and that, of course, it is very heavy work. And the moment, it is so heavy, let's try something else, yeah? And then, we try something else, and then we come again to this boulder, and then, now it's so heavy, let's try something else, and then we run around in circles. That's not practice. We see the boulder, we remove the boulder, and then we go to the rubble. Once we see the rubble, we remove the rubble, and then we go to the dirt. And then we go to the shit, and remove it until the heart shines, because the heart shines. The heart itself, is like a gold bar, yeah? But we don't see anything of this gold bar because we have all this rubble and shit and dirt on it, yeah? And these boulders, these big boulders, everything that weighs us down. Is it clear? Huh? Yeah? We're always running away from these unpleasant things, yeah? See, investigate them, what it is, yeah, and remove them. And you can remove everything, yeah, because it's all made up in the heart. All here, yeah. The decision that I dislike something or like something, that I want something, that I need something, that I don't need something, that I don't want something, they're all made here. And if you remove that, then we are free. Wherever we go, we're happy. Yeah? And we shine. But if you run from one place like the other, like that Ananda said to the Lord Buddha, yes, let's go to another city where they don't call us, yeah, camel hairs or bold headed, beggars, yeah. We don't find any city in this whole world or on this planet, yeah, where we are not called names. There are always people who dislike us. You can't change that. Eh? And when you look at it, even the Lord Buddha himself, this shining, yeah? Tathagata, the one who got self-enlightened, yeah? I mean, he got a lot of, got a lot of name-callings, huh? And people tried to take his life. Yeah, I mean, so, who are we, yeah? We are not even a Buddha, we are not even on the Buddhahood, yeah? We are not even, most of us probably are not even going to become an Arahant, yeah? So who are we, yeah? Yes, hopefully. Yeah? If they call him names, how can we avoid, to be called names, yeah? That's not the point. Yeah? And the Lord Buddha, taught it very clearly to Ananda. It's not the point. You cannot run away from your karma. Yeah? Whatever karma you have, this is something that you have to face up to. Smile. And if it is difficult, bite your teeth, yeah? But at least, try to smile, take it on. Hello. Yeah? Whatever I've done has will come back to me. Yeah? There is no way. Yeah? You can look in your heart, you know, and see what you have done in your previous lives, you know, in order, you know, to get rid of it. Yeah? But as long as it is in there, you will constantly react towards it. Yeah? As a dislike. Form of dislike. No, I want it. You know, it's blaming this person, blaming that person, blaming the whole world. Yeah? Never blaming ourselves. Huh? Strange, yeah? Just like I said last time. You know, I mean, we run to church, you know, if something bad happens to us, you know, but when something good happens to us, we never ask the Lord to take it away from us. Yeah? Because whatever happens good, it is our right. Whatever happens bad, you know, somebody else did it onto us. That is completely illogical, completely wrong thinking. And we have to straighten out our mind, you know, I mean, to get around to it. Whatever happens to us is because of our own doing. That's why we have that saying in most of the languages, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. For whatever happens to you right now is what you have done unto others. I mean, it cannot be expressed clearer. Yeah? Yet, it is so difficult for us to accept. Yeah? Okay. That was just a short reminder, yeah? Just to make it clear, yeah? And don't run away from things, you know, face them up, huh? And try to remove the thing, you know, that is perturbed in the heart, yeah? That reacts to these things. That's what you have to remove. That is what, yeah? That is what a meditation master is all about. He removes there all the thorns, yeah? Or the check in the box, yeah? You know, check in box, you press on, boops, it comes out, yeah? And we have thousands of check in the box. You know, wherever somebody presses, yeah? Boops, it comes out. Our reaction, yeah? Or all these thorns, you know, and somebody, yeah? I mean, we blame this person who presses down the thorns in our flesh, yeah? But it is in our flesh, huh? Oh, why did you do that? Yeah? No. I mean, remove it, you know, and then you can press as much as you want, you know, and nothing hurts. Is that clear? Have I spoken clearly enough? Huh? Okay, good. Now you can ask questions. just a short reminder. Okay, questions? No question, then we can go back to practice. Yeah? Jenny? Peter? Kannst du auf Deutsch fragen? No? Ella? Alice? Wendy? Michelle? No questions? Okay.
I'm going to try that. Is the citta outside of the five karmas?
Yes.
I thought maybe this is a stupid question, but
this is not a stupid question.
So
the five khandhas are the toolbox of the citta. But within the citta, there is the pure citta. Yeah? The pure citta is the citta of an arahant or of a Buddha. And there's the defiled citta, that is our citta. And the defiled citta thinks that the five khandhas are them. Or are me, mine and myself. Yeah? And that's what through investigation we have to get rid of slowly. Yeah? So the citta is very different from the five khandhas. The five khandhas are the toolbox, yeah, where the citta plays with it. Yeah? So, I mean, in the citta there is the Dhamma. So the light and the darkness. I mean, you heard of Goethe, yeah? I mean, Faust, yeah? Huh? He talked about, you know, two souls inhabiting my chest, the darkness and the light. Munda Mahabodha talked about it, it's a Dhamma and a Vicha. The same thing. So, when the Dhamma has the power, it takes the toolbox and uses it for developing Dhamma. When the Kilesas have the power, or when Avijja has the power, then it uses the five khandhas, you know, for its own entertainment. You understand? Klarna? Clear now? Very easy. I mean, that's why I love Buddhism. It's so clear, it's so easy. Yeah? People make it so complicated. Ja, noch eine Frage?
Ich arbeite an der, also an der Antwort.
What?
Ich arbeite an der
okay.
Antwort.
Okay, next time. Ja?
This is just a comment. When I was looking into Buddhism, I listened to a talk by Lungta Mahabua called Crying Tears for the World.
Yeah. Shedding tears in amazement of the Dhamma.
Yeah, it just
blew your mind.
Yes. And then, but the comments you were talking about, you know, it doesn't matter what people say about you.
Yeah.
The comments afterwards were just shocking.
Yeah.
Some of them were like, he's delusional because, you know, you can't tell anybody that you're an arahant. I mean, and of course you're going to go crazy because you fast. And it went on and on. It was just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's those people, you know, that don't even believe. They think that they themselves, their own thoughts are better than everything else. Yeah, but you know, I mean,
obvious.
Yeah, but it, I mean, the Lord Buddha came, you know, and told the people, I'm the Tathagata, I'm the enlightened one, I have seen, you know, the truth. Yeah, I mean, I talked before about it. I mean, people now, when somebody comes like that into the West. I mean, he's arrogant. How can you say things like that? You know, I mean, he's conceited. I mean, that's how the West would react to things like that. Yeah. When somebody comes, you know, yeah? Of course he can say that he's an arahant. There's no rule against it. Yeah? If he thinks or if he sees it fit, and at that time he saw it fit. I mean, for 30 years he never mentioned it, but everybody who listened to his talks knew he was an arahant because he was so, just so clear, yeah? But then, at the time, you know, when he wanted, you know, the people of Thailand to entrust him, yeah, then he said it very clearly, very open, and then he explained the path, you know, that he took, you know, to get enlightened.
A lot of those comments were from other monks as well.
Let them comment, yeah? I mean, it's... I mean, I feel sorry for them, yeah? Because they are delusional, yeah?
Yeah.
And whatever you do, you know, in words, in thoughts, and in actions towards an arahant, I mean, can be have enormous bad results on you. So you better, huh? You better shut up. Yeah? And not only an arahant, but also Aryas, you know, I mean noble beings. Yeah? When you look, you know, when you look at what is the retribution, yeah, I mean positive or negative, when you do something good towards a noble person, I mean you get it back endless time. But if you do something bad, you know, towards them, you know, I mean you get it back endless times. Yeah? Countless times. If you do some good, you know, towards a human being, you get back, I think 1,000 times, yeah. If you do it, you know, towards an animal, it's 100 times, something like that. Well, I mean, it's from the scriptures. I can't verify that, you know, the Lord Buddha said. So I feel sorry for these people also, yeah. There are lots of people in Thailand, you know, I mean, they were all in the Thais, you know, I mean, so, you can't be an arahant, how can you shed tears, you know, I mean, how can you be an arahant, yeah? An arahant cannot shed tears, an arahant, he doesn't have a heart, he's a vegetable, you know? That is the idea of, you know, that is the idea of an arahant, he's a vegetable, he just drinks, you know, and he just eats, you know, and waits until he dies, yeah? That's the idea of the Thai. But, he was very lively, you know. He was more lively than any living human being. Yeah? But you had to live with him, you know, to see, you know, and to see, you know, his different modes of operandi. Yeah. When nobody, you know, asked him something, you know, he was completely invisible. And he suddenly, he was standing behind you and said, "What did you?" Didn't see him coming, you didn't see him going, you know, he was just behind you. Yes.
So
Ja. Aber das haben Sie auch schon gemacht.
Habe ich auch schon gemacht. I did the same thing?
Ja.
Sometimes, yes, I can appear. But not by fly. But very quiet, very calm. Okay, so. Enough, yeah? Good, then go back to your practice, yeah? Get rid of the kilesas that constantly trouble you, yeah? Trouble is created in your heart.